To pack or not to pack, that is the question. Moving house is stressful enough without having to cart 10 years worth of pointless clutter along with you. Do you really need to hang on to every single issue of BOP magazine dating back to 1983, not to mention those single socks you've been collecting over the years, hoping that one day their long-lost partners shall return? The mystery of the lost socks continues to baffle us all, I'm sure. When moving home, the more stuff you own, the more you'll have to pay to get it there. So it's time, my friend, to get rid of the junk. The latest article from Movers.com guides you through the packing process, helping you to limit the number of items being transported from A to B by using their helpful packing flowchart. You can easily sort your belongings into one of four categories: pack, sell, donate, or recycle, with the end goal of minimizing moving costs. It's a win-win. According to data published by the LA Times, the average American household owns over 300,000 items. Movers.com asks whether all these items are necessary, impelling you to consider the age-old question, do I really need this? When considering which items to pack, the guide suggests moving systemically from room to room, sorting through commonly used storage areas such as junk drawers, attic boxes, and closets. No corner shall be left unturned. Movers.com highlights two key categories to prioritize when packing: essentials such as toiletries, clothing and cookware, and sentimental items, including souvenirs, mementos, and photos. Everything else should be carefully assessed for usability, says Movers.com, with the goal of selling, donating, or throwing unwanted items. It is often a difficult decision to make when it comes to throwing things away, but we all have stuff we don't need, states the guide. The items that fit into this category can still help you with some type of financial return or may be able to help someone else. To support the decluttering process, Movers.com suggests donating popular items such as clothing, books, and toys to charity. Not only does this reduce waste and aid sustainability, but it also supports those in need in the local community. You may also want to consider selling unwanted items, which can be easily achieved through garage sales, online listings, or newspaper ads, provided the items are in good condition. If you're between houses or moving for the first time, you may be thinking of renting a storage unit as a temporary packing solution, explains Movers.com. This is the ideal place to store seasonal items, such as winter coats, holiday decorations, and patio furniture, as well as sentimental keepsakes that do not require regular use. Once your home is clutter-free, packing is easy as 1, 2, 3. Moving soon? Click on the link in the description today for free moving quotes in your area.